Rock and roll was the ultimate mashup of jazz, blues, pop, gospel, and country, a direct descendant of the black rhythm and blues music of that era. Cleveland radio disc jockey Alan Freed is credited with coining the term and hosting the first rock concert in the 1950s. In 1983, a group of music industry leaders formed a foundation with plans to establish a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Cleveland was ultimately chosen as the site, largely in recognition of DJ Alan Freed. And in normal years, meaning when there's not a pandemic going on, the museum attracts hundreds of thousands of tourists and millions of dollars in spending to the Cleveland region. But over the years, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has had some backlash for its selection of inductees who tend to skew white and male. The number of new black members inducted annually into the hall has been declining, and women still do represent only a small percentage of the artists recognized as rock and roll's greats. There are even a whole genres of music that evolve from R&B and rock and roll whose top artists aren't included. Might speak to the nature of rock and roll, I don't know. It's hard to define it, and even harder to contain it all in a museum.